Hey, what's up? It's Josh Todd from Buck Cherry, and you're watching CMS TV. Check it out.
The name of the band is Revival Black from their 2022 release Under the Light. That's called See You Again. That going out by request to Skippy. And just before that, we heard Anvil with Bitch in the Box. Again, these guys are running out of ideas here, singing a song about his Garmin or Tom Tom, whatever it is that Lips was using at the time.
Right.
Telling him where to go, man. And that one going out to Rob Rhymes checking in. And we heard Queensryche with The Needle Lies for Chuck in North Carolina.
Very good.
So there you are. So people getting their requests in here. Appreciate it.
That's right.
Everybody has different tunage, so it kind of mixes up the show and makes a different experience every week.
Yeah. It does. It's good. It's been a good musical night tonight. I'm enjoying it.
It's been different for sure. So do you have anything in particular?
I will let you run, man.
All right. Well, you know I'm a gun guy.
What? I hadn't heard.
Yes, I'm a gun guy. And I had talked, we had talked about this guy before. He's one of my favorite YouTubers.
Okay.
Out there, who, you know, you've seen some of his videos, Brandon Herrera.
Yeah, sure.
Well, he was a little bit put off. He lives in Texas. He lives, in San Antonio, Texas area.
Okay.
And he was a little put off by, Representative Tony Gonzalez down there, for capitulating to the idea after the Uvalde school shooting that that people were all up in arms. What about these guns? What about these guns? They're killing our children. So Tony Gonzalez, who people down there for the most part refer to him as a rhino, a Republican in name only.
Okay.
He capitulated on trying to pass these bills for these red flag laws and, you know, limitations on gun ownership and so on and so forth. So Brandon, he's only, I think he's 26 or 27 years old.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
He's a very young guy. Smart, funny. I enjoy his videos quite a bit. Well, he decided he was going to run for that seat in Congress because Tony Gonzalez was up for reelection. And during the primary this week, he actually now is in a runoff with Tony Gonzalez.
Wow. Okay.
Because Tony Gonzalez in the primary failed to get his 50.1% to be the incumbent.
Right.
He did not reach his 50%. And the second guy on the ballot or who came close was Brandon Herrera.
Oh, look at him.
The House Republican who represents Uvalde, Texas, and broke with his party to vote for a gun safety bill after the school shooting there will face a runoff election in May against a popular gun YouTuber. Representative Tony Gonzalez failed to pass the 50% threshold Tuesday in the Republican primary to avoid a runoff in the state's 23rd district, which covers a vast rural area of the western region of Texas to the San Antonio suburbs and includes much of the U.S.-Mexico border along the Rio Grande. Gonzalez, who is seeking a third two-year term in Congress, only got 45.1% of the unofficial results, with challenger Brandon Herrera, who came in second among the five candidates, to a 24.7.
Oh, so he drew a good amount.
Yeah, for a guy who has no funding. He got no funding, no backing, no nothing. He just said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm running for Congress.
Do you think that there's ever a chance that one of these guys could actually win?
Well, my hope is that Brandon will win. I don't know if he will or not. He doesn't have the backing of, you know, the money, you know, because money, you have to buy commercial time and, you know, get your word out there and get your promotion out there and get your name in people's heads and minds. You just never know.
I wonder if YouTube and their and all their logic will take his channel down, saying that they can't allow him to have a political platform.
Well, he doesn't campaign on his channel.
Okay.
I do know that. He doesn't go, I'm campaigning. He has mentioned it, but he doesn't actively campaign on YouTube, per se.
Okay.
Herrera is part of the large gun culture on YouTube, featuring people sometimes known as gunfluencers.
Gunfluencers.
Gunfluencers or guntubers.
Guntubers.
Gun tuber.
Why can't they just be guys that are, you know, appreciative of their rights?
Because everything has to have a name or a label. Everything has to be labeled.
I see.
Who post videos of themselves firing weapons.
Oh,
Herrera has risen to popularity on the platform, where he has 3.2 million subscribers.
Good for
him. And has posted 485 videos since 2014. His videos about weapons have gotten 557 million views on such topics as grenade launchers, Nazi machine guns, and guns used to kill Abraham Lincoln. See, they have to dredge up all the worst.
Yeah.
You know.
So what? My point is, so what? Yeah, so what if he's not saying go out and do what these people did with these guns. He's saying these are the guns that were used.
They're trying to always paint some kind of ominous picture. You know what I mean? Whoever it is that writes these articles, they're always trying to gin up some kind of negative connotation attached to such things, you know?
Yeah, these left-leaning fuckwads in the press.
Yep. So it's always got to be the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. He also makes and sells Kalashnikov-style rifles through his website and goes by the name of the AK guy, a reference to the infamous Russian family of machine guns that includes...
That should be banned!
That includes AK-47s. And here's a little post note that they should have added just to make it even worse. That has been known to gun down millions of Jews. they should have added that, you know, because that's basically what they're trying to spell that out to be.
Mm-hmm.
On his campaign website, he describes himself as an entrepreneur, Second Amendment activist, and social media personality. Texas is done with the rhinos. The war starts now, Herrera said late Tuesday on X, using a common conservative abbreviation for Republican in name only.
Right.
At issue in the race is the 2022 law passed after the Uvalde shootings, in which 19 students and two teachers were killed. The bipartisan law provides grants to states for red flag laws, which allow judges to take firearms away from people who pose imminent danger to themselves or others. Well, see, it's not the red flag laws that allow judges to take firearms away from people who pose imminent danger. No,
yeah.
Firearms away from people who are accused of.
Yeah.
Not because they actually are. They're accused of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this person said that you are a danger, so we're taking your guns away from you because this person said you were.
Yeah, and who the fuck are they?
That's my point. So that's the whole bugaboo right there. It's not because it was proven. It was because somebody complained.
Right.
And that's the whole gist of it.
Yeah, that's crap.
Yep. The law also enhanced background checks to include juvenile records and closed the quote unquote the boyfriend loophole by keeping guns away from non-spouse dating partners convicted of abuse.
Oh, that's good.
Well, again, everywhere I go or every time I've purchased a weapon, right in the background check, it says, are you purchasing this gun for yourself or someone else? If you check for someone else, you get denied.
Yeah.
If you purchase it and buy it for yourself and give it to someone else, then you're the guy who's going to go to jail because you lied. You lied on your background check.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzalez supported the law, saying in 2022 that it would protect innocent lives and not infringe on the Constitution. He was one of the 14 House Republicans voting with Democrats to pass the bill, 234 to 193. Months later, the Texas Republican Party voted to censure him for that vote and others. Herrera has attacked the 2022 law as a Joe Biden's gun control bill. He says that red flag laws are unconstitutional and the law violates veterans' Second Amendment rights. He said Wednesday that the leadership of the local law enforcement should be held accountable for this shooting in Uvalde. In addition to his standalone YouTube video, Herrera has several multi-video series, including one in which he critiques people for improper or unsafe handling of guns, and another in which he mocks fans of AR rifles. AR rifles are notorious for their lethal impact and mass shootings. Here we go again. And Herrera says AR users aren't as tough as the users of the AK Jew-killing rifles.
Dude, even that fucking bumbling turd on Thursday was all about that. We're going to stop you. We're going to take your assault right. Fuck off. Fuck off, President Dumbbell.
Yeah.
You ain't taking shit. He ain't taking shit. He doesn't even know when he's taking a shit, for God's sakes, fucking meathead tard.
Yeah, it's just so funny, though, because it's not the legal gun owners who are out there shooting the places up.
No. Not at all.
Herrera's campaign.
If I show my gun here, does that make me a gunfluencer?
You are. You're a gunfluencer.
Am I a gunfluencer now because I showed one?
You're a gun tuber.
I'm a gun tuber, exactly.
You're a gun tuber, pal. You're dangerous because you held up that black, scary assault rifle.
Right.
That assault rifle.
That's right.
That thing that plinks out 22 ammo.
Yeah. Good point, Fuego. Good point.
Herrera's campaign didn't immediately respond to the request for an interview. Wednesday was also critical, or has been. Let me start again. He has also criticized Gonzalez's stance on immigration and vaccines. Ooh, this is definitely not going on YouTube because I said vaccine.
Yeah, that's what we got a strike for on the Seth show the other week.
I know, because you dared say vaccine.
Yeah. How dare we?
Isn't that weird that you can't even say that word?
Not allowed.
You're not allowed to say vaccine.
That's medical misinformation, pal.
Yeah, I guess. And I'm so still stupid. Seeing people wearing their masks.
I know. Dude, there was people
driving in their car solo and they've still got their mask on.
Dude, stupid dickhead. Bernie Sanders had his mask on the State of the Union.
I know. I noticed that. Who was it? I think Mark Dice pointed that out. Said that's not one of those N95 masks.
Yeah.
It was just one of those paper masks that everybody wears.
Yeah. I think it was for show.
Yeah. So it's virtue signaling.
That's right.
Look at me. I'm being responsible. Shut up.
Shut up, dick. Hurry up and die.
Gonzalez said Wednesday that he was focused on finding solutions to the district's biggest challenges. Words mean nothing if they aren't followed by actions, he posted on X. What? Everybody's got to. Is that the only place people get their word out is through social media? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Days?
Well, yeah, dude. I mean, I know you're not social media guy, and I'm not defending social media either. I want to be clear about that. I'm not defending social media, but nobody watches TV anymore. So they're on social media. So that's where they put their shit.
Yeah. So stupid.
I mean, you don't, but you know, you still listen. You still do it the old fashioned way. You turn it on your car and listen to a podcast of a talk show host or something.
Yeah. Or I just, you know, look at commentators who actually create new content every day and comment on the daily events.
Yeah.
I'm not restricted to 140 characters saying, yeah, we should do something about
that. Hey, it's 280, pal.
Oh, they doubled it now.
They doubled it to 280.
Wow, look at that.
And if you pay more, like I did, you can have as much as you want.
Oh, it's unlimited.
Mine's unlimited. The CMS one is an unlimited one.
Wow. Gonzalez campaign also didn't immediately respond to a request for an interview. Gonzalez had sought to shore up his conservative credentials in the days leading up to Tuesday's primary. He released an ad attacking Biden on immigration, saying blood was on Biden's hands after a truck driver who was smuggling 11 illegals.
Yeah. Criminals
killed a 7-year-old and her grandmother in a crash.
By the way, just to prove your point from the very beginning of the show.
Yes.
That anything Jim says, the opposite is true.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. There you are.
See, he still watches TV, which 100% proves that nobody watches TV.
Right.
Just Jim.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. Speaking of fucking old Puddinhead here, did you see that motherfucker was apologizing to the fucking illegal that killed that lady?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I called him an illegal.
Yeah, I should have said a newcomer.
Yeah, why are you apologizing to a murderer, you dumb motherfucker?
Yeah.
Killed an innocent citizen. How about apologizing to the family, you dick?
He's got to be inclusive.
Oh, what a cunt.
I know. Like, he said illegal. Come on, man.
Horrible. What an asshole. He's not sticking to the party line, man.
Yeah.
Oh. God, if this motherfucker gets 4 more years, I don't know. I don't want to be that guy that said, I'm moving to Sweden or something. Yeah, you know, I don't want to be that guy, but
France.
Man, oh man. We're just fucked.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like to say I'm scared, but you know, cause scared's the wrong word, but I totally see life ending. Don't you see like life as we know it ending? Well, going to a job, going to work.
We're just rife for takeover. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. And somebody's going to.
Yep.
Nobody's going to, they're not going to just sit there and keep letting this happen where they see, you know, the riches of America and they can just come and steal it.
Right.
When none of them have as much, they're going to come in and fucking knock it down.
Sure.
Absolutely. And certainly they're not worried about an army of LGBT faggots with fucking bull rings through their noses and pink and purple hair.
Well, that's, you know, unfortunately, that's what that Katie chick, that's one thing that she had to write about the weakening of the generations through TikTok and this and that and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because very weak. Everybody's weak.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of that, but anyway, let me finish this up.
Okay.
And I got something to share with you. Which just made me laugh too. Herrera capitalized on his first name, has embraced the anti-Biden mean let's go Brandon in his campaign. He kept posting the videos even while he was running for Congress, including 9 he has uploaded since January 1st. YouTube didn't immediately respond to requests for comment on Wednesday. Why are they looking for comment from YouTube?
Yeah, who knows? Who cares what YouTube has to say?
He's one YouTuber out of the millions.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they comment?
All right, I'm going to make a blanket statement here just as a sidebar here.
Yes.
I'm telling everybody in the comments, I will not put up anybody calling for anybody to be shot or insinuating it, okay? I really don't want any, and it ain't about us. It's about, I don't want any of you guys to get in trouble. Well, I'm not going to say who. It's in the comments. All right. It's in the comments. Don't say that shit.
And Rumble?
And the other one.
Oh, just, okay.
Just don't do that because I don't want anybody to get in trouble for nonsense.
Knock at your door and you're going to go, oh, I was joking.
Yeah, you assume because it's on one of these fucking platforms that they ain't watching it. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. And they're just looking for keywords on the internet.
Yeah, so just don't do that, please.
Lyman, the Democrat in the race, also didn't immediately respond to the interview request. So I sent you over a video real quick. If we could play just a little bit of it if you want. Of Brandon.
Yeah, I don't even have my mail open, so hold on one second.
No big deal.
Let's see.
But I enjoy his channel. I watch his stuff all the time. He's just really funny. He's funny and he's very knowledgeable about guns. And I've actually bought a few guns just because of his recommendations or demonstrations, rather. I bought a So I like the guy. I think he's funny and I'd like to get him on the show if I could. I don't think we ever will, but I think I would like to have him on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine 3 million subscribers. He's not coming on to ours with 1,500 subscribers, but
of course not. But he's funny and I enjoy his content and hey, I hope he wins.
Yeah. All right, you want me to play this?
Yeah, just play a little bit. We don't have, it's 9 minutes. We'll just play a few minutes of it.
Okay, here we go.
How's it going, guys? If you haven't guessed, this is probably going to be a different video than you're used to. Today, August 12th, 2023, minutes before this video went live, I announced I am going to be running for Congress. Specifically, I will be challenging the establishment Republican Tony Gonzalez for the District 23 congressional seat in the Republican primary for 2024. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. No, this is not a joke. No, this is not satire. I have legally filed to run for Congress, and I do intend to take this role very seriously. I understand to many of you this may come as a surprise, but don't worry. In this video, I hope to explain why I'm doing this, what I actually hope to accomplish, and what this means for us going forward. But first, no, this channel is not about to go full political. So if you're here for the firearm breakdowns, history, and all the other fun stuff we get into, don't worry. That's not going anywhere, and no, I don't plan on sanitizing my humor or content either. But for me personally, a lot of things are about to change behind the scenes. But before I get to specific policies or the things that I want to accomplish with this, I want to talk first about the two main reasons why I decided to take this big leap. The first being that I love this country. I know it sounds cliche, but that's the honest truth. But much more than that, I think I have a deep love for the values that this country was founded on. The ideas of freedom, of self-governance. You see, America was never supposed to be the country that gave you everything you always wanted. It was simply a place that gave you the freedom and the opportunity to chase those things for yourself, to pursue happiness, to build great things, the freedom to choose your own destiny and build a life for you and your family. Sadly, those ideals are under attack, and they have been for a
while. He's going to fail because he's not pretending to cry.
Yeah, that's true.
He needs to be pretending to cry. This land, it's the place where you'll get your opportunity. Like me and Wesley did to sit around this kitchen table.
Right.
That's what's missing here. He could do so much better. All right, here we go.
A long time. That part I don't think is ever going to change. We always have and always will have to fight for the America that we know and love. What I guess inspired this is that a large number of the politicians that liberty-loving Americans have turned to defend these ideals have failed. Several Republicans who swore to defend gun rights, to protect borders, and just in general, putting the rights and interests of the American people above their own, turn their back on these values. They voted time and time again against the constitutionally guaranteed rights of their constituents. This has to change. There can be no more incumbent politicians who vote time and time again against the interests of the American people without fear of losing their positions.
I'm going to stop him here, and I'm going to see what you think about this. I think he's showing a little bit of his ignorance of the system.
Well, he's a
with
young
what he's man. Saying.
Well, he's a young guy. He's 25, 26 years old. He's not an old dog per se, and jaded by this. He's idealistic.
He is. But what he doesn't seem to realize is that a lot of these guys, and I'm not defending any politician. You know, I think they're all fucking shit. But a lot of times when these guys vote against this or that or whatever, it's because it's in a bill for something else.
Yeah, I agree. It's
in a bill for, you know, electricity grid reform or something. Right, oh, but right. You got to give away your guns.
Well, but see, that's the whole thing, because that bill that came up a few weeks ago about the funding the border security, it had like a shit ton of money in there for Ukraine. It had a shit ton of money in there for the Gaza Strip shit.
Yeah.
And like a just a sliver of money for the border security, and the Republicans turn it down. They go, yeah. See, Republicans aren't for border security. They turned the bill down. It's like, yeah, because 65% of it was for, you know, Ukraine, yeah. And 30% of it was for Gaza, and 24% of it was only for the border.
And then cocksucker Joe gets up there on stage and hammers the Republicans for that. I'm trying to fix the border. The fucking Republicans won't let me do it. That's literally what, I mean, without the fucking in it, that's what he said.
It's like they turned that bill down because we were trying to do it, but they voted against it.
Yeah, they voted against it.
That part, they voted against the bill because it had everything else in it that they didn't want.
Your streets are unsafe because of your representatives. It was like, shut up, Joe, you fucking turd.
Yeah.
He's such a fucking turd.
I agree.
God, this is our leader.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We are fucking doomed.
I could act like everybody else. I didn't vote for him. Not my president. Not my president.
He is your president. He is.
I know, but that's the line in the last.
Well, that's the Democrat way, dude. I know. Complain, 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 and then when you get what you want, complain about something else that you want. There's never any gratitude or appreciation or anything. It's always on to the next. They're what I would call the complaint cockroaches of the world.
Yeah, of course.
They complain so that they can fucking complain. That's it.
Right. Well, you know, regardless of your stance on your Second Amendment rights or not, but I like this kid. He's well-spoken. He has good intentions, and, you know, he seems like he's sincere. I like his content, and I just thought I'd bring that up, that he won a runoff against the incumbent.
Yeah, let's hope that he doesn't get bought out somehow.
I don't think he will. He doesn't seem like the type.
I'm sure most of them didn't start out seeming like the type either.
Until
they did.
Except for Trump.
Yeah. But Trump already had the fuck you money. This guy don't.
Well, that's why he voted for Trump. We talked about that way back in 2016. That's the reason I like Trump, is because he had fuck you money. What can you give Trump that he doesn't already have? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
So that's the guy you want to vote for. It's just like, he can't be bought. What are you going to give him? Nothing. Yeah, but anyway, that's Brandon. That's a real man, a real man who's young.
Right
now, in contrast, I just sent you another video.
All right,
let's see a young man who's a faggot.
hey.
Now, I ran across a video today. I like to watch. You ever watch those videos that are called Code Blue? You ever watch those?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's those police body cam videos where you know, they put them out there, and it's just funny.
Dude, I watch it all the time.
Yeah, so here's the thing in this one that we're going to watch. So this 19-year-old girl, she's clearly drunk, and I skipped past that already.
Okay.
She's clearly drunk. She got pulled over. The police arrested her. She's in the back of the squad car already. Now, the police on the scene are going to go talk to her friends who gathered around because they saw her being arrested.
Okay.
All right. So the police are going over to talk to a couple of people who were in the area where this girl got arrested because she was clearly drunk. She hit a curb. She's like all over the road. You know, she's slurring her speech and she's in the back of the squad car already. So I'm just trying to give you some kind of context to this video. So now the police are going to take statements from the bystanders.
Okay.
All right. So this is where it picks up. The drunk girl is already in the back of the squad car. So now the police are approaching the bystanders to get their statement.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Appreciate you guys not walking up.
Sorry.
What questions can I answer? I can't answer all of them.
I'm your boyfriend.
Yep.
Look at this guy. Stop.
She is
Look at this guy. He's her boyfriend.
Yeah, in what? A beard kind of way.
Watch this guy's mannerisms the whole time. He's one of these guys who is always going.
Oh, no. She was driving. He was in the other chair.
No. He wasn't with her. She left the scene or the party or the gathering, and she got busted by the cops for driving drunk. And so it was like just a short distance from wherever this was.
Okay.
And she circled back around and parked, and she got busted for DUI. All right. Watch this guy who claims to be this girl's boyfriend.
All right.
For DUI. She's highly intoxicated.
I told her.
And she's
driving. I told her I would walk there, and I got a call. She was talking on her way.
What are the next steps for us to go?
She'll be with me for about the next 6 hours.
As her boyfriend, what can I do?
Nothing really. We're going to make sure that her phone goes with her, so when she's
so
released.
Should I contact her parents? Should I?
I wouldn't.
That'd
be her choice.
What about a vehicle?
We're just going to walk it up here.
Just leave it here.
Yep. Okay.
Is it on right now?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it.
Turn it off, please?
Yes. We're going to lock it.
All right, appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right. She'll give you a call when she has an
offer. Are you kidding me?
What kind of a man does this?
Oh my word. Oh more. Oh Lord, what is going on? Can I do?
Look at this effeminate
fruit
faggy just
Oh,
what woman respects a guy who acts like a total faggot?
Yeah. I can't even imagine this. Jesus
Look
Christ.
At this guy.
Does he do this when she's blowing him? Oh my goodness. Oh my God. It feels something. I feel so. Oh, stop. What the hell? What a fruit. All right. Is there more of this guy? A little more.
Just watch his attributes.
Can I tell you something and not?
I'm recording.
Recording whatever, but not make it obvious to her.
Sure.
Would just really appreciate. And this night has been very rough for her, and the reason she came over here. And I told her not to. I said I will walk to your house, and. I don't know why she didn't listen, but she's just not in a good place right now. So if you keep that in mind, I would really.
What?
She's had a hard day. She's just in a bad place.
She's having a bad mental health moment. Would you mind swinging by the house and getting her support animal to go with her? Might as well say that.
He's her support animal.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Support fruit tree. Jesus Christ. Play that clip. You got to play that clip, the Jesus Christ clip. Because this guy's really making me Jesus Christ, son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ, son of a bitch. What the hell are you faggots doing?
Yeah. Damn right, Anthony.
Holy shit. Support gerbil.
Oh my.
What are women settling for? That's the whole thing.
See, you say that. The women of this era don't want men like us.
They don't?
No. They want little fruits that they can push around.
Oh my God.
They do not want men. They don't. Think about it this way, dude. If women wanted guys with nine fingers, you would have millions of guys cutting off their fucking pinky. Guys will adjust to what women want. That's just a truism of life.
Well, that's you.
Mr. Yeah, that's me. I was one of them.
Mr. Loverboy.
But that's, I was a total faggot. I admitted it. I totally admitted it. But I'm being dead serious here. Women, guys will adapt to whatever women want. That's why they do it. This guy is exactly what this fucking poor, had a bad day, having a bad mental health moment girl wants. Another weak faggot that won't say, psh, snap to it.
Oh, man.
They want somebody that's going to go, oh, honey, it's so bad. Oh my God. I can't even look at you. I don't want to offend you. Yeah, that's what they want. That is what this generation wants. They do not want men's men. Why do you think there's so many fewer men's men? Nobody's stopping getting laid. Well, they're just adjusting to get laid.
Let me tell you a quick story.
Sure.
So back in, was it no October, November? So I was out in Aurora when Dawkin was playing out in Aurora.
Illinois or Ohio?
Illinois.
Okay.
So me and Sal and Taylor, I think Scarfoot was there as well. We were all kind of standing there. We were on the side of the stage. Mm-hmm. And there was this girl. She was an attractive girl. And sure. She was standing on the other side of the barrier, the crowd area.
Right.
And I was just kind of standing there with Taylor. She's standing mm-hmm. right next to me.
Yeah.
This girl, she's over there making all kinds of, and young woman. I'd say she was in her late 20s, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe 30 at the oldest. Okay. And the whole time while I'm standing there on the side stage, she's over there doing, you know, and waving and smiling. Oh. I looked at Taylor and I go, hey, Taylor, look at this girl over here. She's like flirting with me and stuff. She goes, you want me to go over there and kick that bitch's ass? The guy she was with was this guy.
Yeah, fruit. Exactly. But here's the reality. Taylor's the oddball. Not that girl, Taylor.
No, what I'm saying is though, she was with this guy, but the whole time mm-hmm. she's like giving me the look and the eyes. You know, all that other stuff. It's just like, hey, this is a guy over here and I'm with this kind of faggot here.
But you would be a one timer. You would not be a dateable.
Oh, probably.
You would not be dateable to these fucking soft women.
Yeah.
These women, look, women in general, they want the bad guy for a minute. They want the bad guy until he actually turns bad on them. And then once he turns bad on them, then they want the sissy.
Yeah.
Cause then they would, once they've had the bad guy that kind of takes charge, then they need the sissy for a year to fucking do whatever they say.
Right.
Oh, honey, do you want me to drive you to the florist? Let me get you a nice rose today because I want to make sure you start your day right.
Right, of course.
Fucking faggots.
Yeah. And here, look at this guy over here leaning up against the car. He doesn't look like a dude that would hang out with a faggot like this, but somehow he's there.
Probably got the better game system.
Is that what it boils down to? He's got.
Well, these guys are what, about 20?
Well, they're in their 20s. Yeah, they're yeah. early 20s. Yeah.
The guy in the back probably can't afford a PS5, so he goes over to this fruit's house.
All right. So he wants to play
Call of Duty or whatever.
Call of Duty, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Good point, Dr. Johnny Fever. Good point. He's the bull.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I guarantee you it has something to do with that the sissy girl over here that's holding his face. has something that this guy doesn't. Otherwise, he would not be hanging around with this guy.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't appear to be the type of guy that would be friends with a faggot like this.
Yeah, either this guy's got a nicer ride, better game system, lets him stay in his house for free, or his apartment for free, doesn't charge him rent.
Right.
Something like that.
All right.
Because if it turns into an even versus even, he dumps this fucker in a minute.
Of course. Hey, good call. Good analogy.
Just the way it is.
Good analogy.
Just the way it probably is. All right, you want more of this?
Yeah, I do. I want you to see how faggy this guy acts even more.
All right. Oh, good. All right, here we go.
Is she bleeding right now? Because she told me she was cutting herself tonight.
It's dried, so it's not like...
She told me she was cutting herself tonight. Hey, Dick, how about when that started happening, maybe you call the police instead of waiting for her to get a DWI? How about that? How about if she's cutting her arm, she might lead her way up to her neck, you dick? I'll just let her get fucked up. That'll solve the problem.
Right.
Because if I know anything... It's that when people start hurting themselves, the best way to solve it is by getting loaded.
Sure.
That usually calms them down.
Yeah, let's self-medicate with some alcohol.
Yeah, that calms everybody down, right? Wow. All right, here we go.
We'll continue to talk to her about it and try to get her resources.
And we'll get her medics, too, right. If she needs
them. Yeah, right now she just doesn't want that, so. Okay. All right. I know it's a lot of information to process in the moment.
I'm not seeing it, but I understand. But I just want you guys to know that she's not there mentally.
Oh, shut up!
And she's obvious.
Because these cops have never dealt with anybody that's fucking loopy, right? Cops only deal with sane people.
Right.
You know, cops never deal with somebody that's a little unstable, right? That's not what they do. They only deal with the sane people.
Yeah, regular people who are just got, you know, nothing going on with them.
Yeah. This kid is delusional on every level.
Most of these kids at this age are. They're faggy.
Yeah, this is just, wow. Unreal. All right, here we go.
Tell by the way she's talking to you guys. She's drunk and not there. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Please.
He said they're going to be about 6 hours with her, yep. And then they're finding a way to go.
Did you find a cell phone?
So in the morning...
She wanted him to look for it in the car.
In the morning, should I come to the police station and pick her up?
So how about this? She wants you to find her cell phone to make sure it goes with her. Do you mind looking in the car?
Yeah.
Good point, Boss Metal. Good point. Positive you're right. I'm positive you're correct. This guy right here is definitely thinking that.
Yep.
He is definitely thinking that.
Holy shit.
All right. Probably thinking that too. All right, here we go.
You know what it looks like. Yeah. Grab her cell phone, and then, yes, she'll be able to give you a call.
Yeah, go get her cell phone. You know, the one with the My Little Pony case on it.
Yeah, the one with the, what was it, Hello Kitty?
Yeah, it's got the Hello Kitty on it. Go get it.
You know, the one that matches yours.
Yeah, exactly. You guys intertwine those cat ears on the top of your fucking phone cases.
Holy shit.
Fucking fruits. I bet that's an EV car, too.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go.
Sure. If you want to roll up the windows and lock it.
right, here's my question for the cops on this. Why are they standing around? Is the girl still here? Or did they take her away?
She's in the back of the cop car.
Why the fuck would they not just take her away immediately? Why are they dicking around with the boyfriends and stuff?
Because they got to get her car parked safely and get her cell phone and blah, blah, blah.
Since when? Call a wrecker and they'll come and get it.
Yeah, well, she's in a parking lot, so it's not
the
city street.
Yeah, you ever been pulled over, dude?
No. No, of course.
Trust me when I tell you, as somebody that has been pulled over and gotten a DWI, the last thing they did was saying, hey, you know, you got anybody to come and get your car?
Well, this is the kinder, gentler way of handling things.
I guess.
And the thing is, she's not on a city street to where it's like going to be parked on the street. She's actually in a parking lot.
Yeah. I say, just tow that bitch. Why are you talking to these fucking fruits?
Well, again, this is the kinder, gentler way of handling things.
I guess so. This is what happens when the camera's on.
Well, I agree.
I liked it better when the cameras were off and they would have tuned these guys up.
Like you.
Yeah, like me. They tuned me up pretty good. Solid.
You've taken a few beatings.
I have. Well deserved. Not even mad at the cops for doing it. They absolutely should have beat the shit out of me because I was being a dick.
Sure.
But nothing to beat this kid for except excessive fruitiness.
Yeah, he's very...
Don't hit me, please. Please stop. Don't hit me. Oh, I would be so upset if you hit me.
Right.
Jesus. All right.
Here we go. I think that's about the end of that.
All right.
Well, what do you say we take a break?
Hold on. I'm gonna match your fagginess with another minute of fagginess.
Right. Go ahead.
You got some faggots? I got some faggots.
All right. I'm going to match my faggots to your faggots.
That's right. I'm going to see if my faggots out-faggot your faggot. What do you think of that?
I've seen the girl, and we didn't see it in this video because I saw it, but it's just so funny that some chick... I don't care if she's a young person or an old person that she's like with a weak guy who
gets right.
Jesus Christ, son of a bitch.
I'm telling you. Well, I think when you see this,
Jesus Christ, son of a bitch. What the hell are you faggots doing?
Exactly.
I think when you see this, I'll put it this way. In my notes for this, I literally wrote, just end it now with a link to this. That's how unbelievable this is.
All right.
So I just want you to see what's going on out there. Of course, it's on my favorite news site, X, where you can see all the real depravity in the world.
That's your news site? News site is X?
Oh, is X.
I look at these two. The guy on the left. Is that a guy?
That's up for your determination, I guess.
Millennial couples share how they met?
Yes.
Oh, is that a guy? Ooh.
I haven't even started playing it and you're offended.
I know. It's just that baggy look.
Hold on. What is this text? People are hitting me on my phone and everything else. Faggot is the single greatest insult ever created.
It's not necessarily sexual. It's weakness. It's a term for weakness.
Well, it's ironic that this text came from John, who I think I called a faggot like 3 or 4 times in segment 1 of the show.
Let me play a clip that Chris Aiken provided for the show here in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
If you're a swishy faggot, leave now. You're not welcome here. The Classic Metal Show.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm getting back to making bumpers again. Those are good. You got to admit, those 4 or 5 that I sent you are really pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Well, not funny is that these two human beings exist on this planet.
All right.
Let's see what you think of these two, Neely.
All right.
See if they could have, you know, worked on as airline attendants for you.
They could have served me Jack and Cokes last Sunday.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Yellow. So today I have my hubby here.
I'll stop there.
Is that Tim James' wife?
I especially like the yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah. Well, listen again. Doesn't say yellow. Hello. It's yellow.
Yellow.
Like you only live once type.
Wasn't that a knockoff for Mountain Dew?
I think it was, yeah. Or a bad band. Remember that? Oh, yeah. That was yellow, too.
Yeah.
That was yellow as well.
Yeah, that was Ferris Bueller.
All right, here we go.
Yellow. So today I have my hubby here, and we're going to talk about how we met. Hello, Snookums. I love him so much. Get closer. First, we need a sippy sippy. I forgot. Would you like one? So we met in a...
tree.
No.
Coffee shop.
Thank you. We met in a coffee shop. I was the barista.
He was le customer.
And of
course... Is that Sarah Silverman with her hair cut off?
It's the retarded Sarah Silverman, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Sarah Silver Eater.
So does this Indian-looking dude, he cohabitates with this thing?
Yes.
Oof.
It's good. Is it an ugly woman or a fag?
I think it's an ugly woman. I think it's Sarah Silverman as a whatever.
Who cares? Gas them either way. Oh, we don't want them to be gassed. That would be wrong.
Oof. So a horse walks into the bar and orders a drink, and the bartender asks, "Why the long face?"
And she says, "I'm the barista here." All right, now we're already sick of this person, and we're only 20 seconds in.
I know, it's just all right, go ahead.
All right, here's more.
Of course, my barista name was Senorita Awesome.
What did he say to you?
What would you like today?
So of course he says, "I want a coffee." And what kind of...
Well, of course
even if this was Sydney Sweeney, I'd hate her. You got to admit, this personality is terrible.
How do you even want to even fuck that thing?
How do you, I mean, this guy, I mean, he's not a great looking dude, but he's got to be able to do better than this.
He looks so depressed. It's like I got trapped into this somehow. I was drunk when I came into Starbucks and I asked you out. I just thought, oh my God.
There's got to be a chain around his ankle that zaps him if he says the wrong thing or something.
He looks so, like, so uncomfortable. Like, yeah. I just kill me. Just kill this me.
I'm wondering if this woman is Ariel Castro's, like, daughter or something. Jesus Christ. And he has him captive. I mean, this is horrendous.
He looks so unenthused to be there. It's like, just kill me.
Yeah, why am I on this fucking video? Holy smokes. All right, here we go. Wait a minute. Let me scroll back. You got to hear that.
He says, "I want a coffee."
And what kind of coffee did you get, baby?
Ugh. If you were out with Taylor and she made that noise that this fucking weirdo just made, wouldn't you put her out your car and drive off?
I would have to say you're going to have to find your own ride home.
Yeah. Here's $20 for an Uber. Beat it. Shut up. Fucking idiot. Could be. Jesus. All right. Here we go.
Hot one.
A hot one. Just like him and me.
Oh, no, you're not hot. She thinks she's hot. Do you think she really believes she's hot? Do you think people tell her she's hot? Do you think that this Indian guy tells her, man, you look great today, babe? Who could tell that lie?
I can't even describe it.
This, it's unbelievable, right?
How did you come across this?
I don't even know. I think it was scrolling through and this showed up and I had to click it to see what the hell was going on here.
This is what people post on social media? And they think this is funny and entertaining?
This is how you get followers.
All right,
here we go.
To him, how hot would you like it?
Hot enough.
And then after looking in his bluish eyes for about 40 seconds, I couldn't take it anymore and I just went, What did you do?
Nothing.
And that's how we started dating. That's also how I got fired from that coffee shop, but that's a different story. Put your arm around me. Just pretend.
Put your arm around me. Just pretend.
Oh, man. He just looks like he's trapped.
He's stuck. He probably doesn't have a job. And it's either this or be homeless.
I know. And it's just like, I'm going, she's like, come on, hon. I want to do this funny video. I want to do this funny thing. And I want you to be a part of it.
Yeah. Look at this face she's making now. It's like, she's like in the prep chair for the Planet of the Apes reboot.
Oh my God. Like,
God. Horrendous.
And he's just so unhappy.
Yeah, he's horrified by this. All right, last couple of seconds.
I'm telling you, coffee shops, man. Me and this guy. Can somebody give me an awooga?
Wow. That... Man,
that's tough, right?
that's a tough watch.
So I won, right? Did I win?
I can't even imagine being attracted to that. How do you even get your dick hard to think I'm going to fuck that?
Oh, that can happen.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah. I could fuck her.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
absolutely, dude.
That would just, no way.
Sex is not about how they look this way; it's how they look facing away. Stick a pussy up there.
Oh God!
You put a pussy up there and you push her face down. You're in.
Oh boy.
Whatever, dude. Fucking her wouldn't be the problem. The problem would be dealing with her.
Ugh.
This guy, I'm sure he doesn't mind fucking her. I'm sure he minds the other 23 hours and 58 minutes of the week or the day. I'm sure that's the problem.
Ugh.
I mean, she's not your first choice, but if she's your only choice, if it's that or your hand.
I don't think this guy, that's his only choice.
I think it is his only choice.
Really?
I don't think he has any notice... And again, I'm dissecting this a little bit.
He has no game. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying he has no confidence. Notice she approached him.
Well, confidence is game. You know,
yeah, I guess.
Requires confidence, and he has no confidence and no game.
I think that he would never walk up to a woman and say, hey, let's go to dinner, or what's your name, or you know... Can I buy that ice cream for you or whatever, you know, whatever it would be. I don't think he has that, whatever that is at all.
So notice he's a wallflower.
Yeah. Probably would be alone and by himself forever if this fucking weird goofball didn't approach him.
Right.
I honestly think that's the case here. But he's like, oh my God, I'm getting laid.
Well, her whole thing is, he walked into the coffee shop and he said,
and he doesn't have nothing to say.
And he's just like, and then I said, was like, we're going to do this skit on TikTok or whatever this is. What is this?
This is X.
Okay. We're going to do a whole skit on X, and I want you to participate. Okay, honey, if you want me to.
Yeah, he's doing whatever he's told.
I get that. Wow.
You want to watch it one more time? It's only a minute.
Yeah, let's watch it on interrupted so I can throw up.
All right, here we go. All right.
Yellow. So today I have my hubby here, and we're going to talk about how we met. Hello, Snookums. I love him so much. Get closer. Okay. First, we need a sippy sippy. I forgot. Do you like one? So we met in a...
tree.
No.
Coffee shop.
Thank you. We met in a coffee shop. I was the barista.
He was le customer.
And of course, my barista name was Senorita Awesome.
What did he say to you?
What would you like today?
So of course, he says, I want a coffee. And what kind of coffee did you get, baby?
Oh, a hot one.
A hot one, just like him and me. So I says to him, how hot would you like it?
Hot enough.
Hot enough. And then after looking at his bluish eyes for about 40 seconds, I couldn't take it anymore, and I just went, What did you do?
Nothing.
And that's how we started dating. That's also how I got fired from that coffee shop, but that's a different story. Put your arm around me. Just pretend. I'm telling you, coffee shops, man. Me and this guy. Can somebody give me an awooga?
Somewhere there's a signal to get me out of here because I'm being held hostage.
Is this a Burns and Allen bit or what?
It's so bad.
Holy shit.
It's so bad.
This is what passes for modern couples dating situations now. Yeah. Or
look, I'm gonna as much as it pains me to do this, I'm gonna give this couple a compliment.
Oh,
and this pains me. At least they didn't meet online. They did meet in person. And that is a true rarity.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, son of a bitch. This is horrendous.
It is. I agree.
Fucking foreheady. That's funny.
It is funny. Well, since we're talking kind of fucked up people.
You see all the commercials for online gambling, but you're afraid to try them because you just don't want to lose, right? Well, play with the house's money. Right now, sign up with FanDuel at fanduel.cnspn.com and get $15 of free bets just for using our link. Sign up today at fanduel.cnspn.com and get $15 worth of bets on FanDuel. Be responsible and play today. FanDuel.